Welcome to an episode of Cat the Baker. I'm Chef KB. I feel like 1 week has been going so fast into the next week. I don't even remember when I've had just nothing to do. Like, that is non-existent. I flew to New York, and I flew there not because I have all this time or money. No, I don't have any time and I don't have any money. But I flew there because I think I explained previously in another episode that I had a free one-way ticket because it was a delay. And this was a year ago with JetBlue. So they gave me a free ticket to use and I had 1 year. Did I just say that? I don't know. Yes. So I used it and I had till May 11th to use it. So I left May 10th. And I was there, it was like 5 days, but it's not a real 5 days, you know, because you take one whole day to travel and from the West Coast to the East Coast, it takes 5 hours to fly, but then it's 3 hours later. So my flight was in the morning and I arrived in the PM. So that whole day you miss. And then I spent it with my friend who now her baby is 1 year old and she is very sweet and cute. Except for when she cries. but it was so nice to see her and spend time with her. But I swear, like, it was so much work. It was myself, my friend, and her husband. And we were all together on the weekend spending time together. What you have to do to keep a one-year-old entertained is insane. You know, and this is three adults taking care of her. And my friend is just wiped all the time because she also has a full-time job. So here I was trying to help her as well by making a salad, making other food just throughout the day. And then we'd also go out. We'd go to the park. I'd play with, you know, the baby, like, at the park. And they live around Central Park, which is ideal, you know. So you've got all these playgrounds and all these other babies are out too. And now I know, like, I just see the parents, everyone's holding coffee, everyone's just trying to make it through. But especially on the Upper West Side, there's all these families on the weekends. During the week, you see all these strollers with the nanny, you know, because you can tell they're nannies, right? You've got these white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids with all other races of nannies, which is fine. I'm just saying, you can tell. But it was pretty amazing because I've known my friend. We went to acting school together since 1998. You know, you do the math on that. But we've been friends that long, and it's been a really just good friendship. You know, I have a few friends that I've known for a long time, and I just think it's amazing that we've been friends for this long. You know, and known each other this whole time. We're still the same people, but we've done so many different things. So I stayed with her. The biggest thing being married and deciding to get married again was, what's the verdict with kids? You know, I'm in my 40s and I'm okay. I never really had this urge to have kids. And honestly, for me, it was just more important to have the right partner in life. You know, for every person it's different. I mean, obviously you want the right partner, but some women, if they don't end up having the right partner, they go off and they decide to have kids by themselves. You know, like, I don't need all that. But, you know, I've met the right person and he loves kids. Complete, you know, opposite. I'm not saying I don't love kids, but if I see a dog, I'm going to be like, oh my God, it's so cute. You know, if I see a kid in a stroller, I'm not typically, oh, like, it's so cute. You know, I don't usually go that way. I guess through this whole thing, I've thought, is it worth it for me to have a child or to try to have a child? I'm not having the child for my husband, but maybe it could be a possibility. I don't know. You know, it depends on a lot of factors. Obviously, you know, when women hit close to 50, there's menopause and then all that. So a lot of friends I have went the IVF route. which of course is pros and cons with everything. But yeah, there's a lot of factors. You know, the older women get, the older they have kids, there's other issues. But I've thought about it more and more, and I'm like, well, maybe this is something I could do. You know, maybe this isn't like a crazy thing. It is kind of crazy still. You know, but I'm slowly working on the idea. And why not? You know, I mean, women have kids all the time. You think like some have it super easily by the amount of kids they have. Like there was a time where I thought, oh yeah, maybe I could have a kid, you know, and this is like when I was 29. But then it was an idea and nothing ever really happened, you know, like when I was married the first time. And we were just focused on what we were doing and what we wanted, that it never got to that point. I mean, thank goodness now. But yeah, to think of that idea, it's kind of crazy, you know, because I've been single for so long, and just even when I wasn't single, you know, but I was dating, nothing was ever serious enough to think about this point again. So it kind of just faded away. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm in my 40s now. I don't think that's really going to happen. And I went to the doctor before I left Aspen. Oh, everything's working fine. Everything's healthy. And she's like, women have kids in their 40s every day. Healthy children, you know? So it's not like it's not possible. But then I see my friend's one-year-old and I'm like, oh my God, wow. You know, and she has a nanny. They have a cleaning lady. I mean, they have resources, you know, to be able to do all this and hire these people. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to deal with having a job here, like trying to get a job. So it just blows me away how now I'm thinking about this when it never even crossed my mind before. I mean, that's how crazy it is. You know, there are just so many changes all the time. And what I thought could never happen or would never happen, all of a sudden now, oh, maybe it's a possibility. So I spend the weekend with my friend. We walked around Central Park. We spend the day there. And on Saturday, you know what? I think it was Sunday. We went to Central Park and it was a beautiful day. It was like the first beautiful day in a while because the weather there was crazy. It was jumping back and forth from being cold to hot, cold to hot. It was sunny. It was beautiful. So everyone, it seemed, was out in the park. And there were people skating, like on roller skates. And it was just like fun vibes, you know? So I was pushing the stroller and we were just walking through. But what's crazier to me is you have to give kids like a set routine. You don't want to change it constantly because you want them to sleep well. You want them to sleep a maximum amount at night, you know, so that the parents are rested. You know, so that was my friend's biggest thing, is she didn't want to change the routine or change the schedule too much because she wanted to make sure she gets her naps and that she sleeps later so that my friend can sleep well throughout the night. For the next couple of days, you know, my friend had to go to work. So the nanny came and took care of the baby. And I met with some friends that I'd worked with at the chocolate store that I worked with in Arizona. Like one of my friends, you know, has been living there for a while. So we reconnected. And then also a friend that we went together to acting school, and he's still in the city and he's working as a band member. Like that's his dream. It was just fun to meet up with these people and to reconnect. And it's so crazy just how fast everything goes by. You know, now where I am in life and what's going on is just completely unexpected and next level to be married again. Marriage was never my goal. My goal is not to be married. I mean, otherwise I'm sure I could have gotten married a long time ago. But my goal is just, you know, to be with this awesome person and to do things together, which is why I love San Diego, because there are so many things to do. And I've been discovering all these places to kayak. Because there's lakes, there's bays, like close to the ocean. So they're not super wavy and you can kayak there. and I'm excited to do that. And then you've got so many farmers markets, and I just feel like I'm still trying to get settled. I still have so many things from storage that I'm trying to get put away. And next to that, I'm trying to find a job. And, you know, it's just a lot of things at once that I feel like I never have time for. And then it's not like I'm by myself, you know. So there's making dinner. There's considering what we're going to eat. There's keeping the apartment clean. You know, I want to be respectful and not have all this stuff around all the time. Like, it's just different things to consider when you're living with somebody. So I went to New York. And that was 5 days. And in that 5 days, I'm like, oh, like, I'm really missing my husband. You know, I mean, we just got married a couple weeks ago. I'm like, wow, it would be really nice to have him here and show him some sights. You know, obviously he was working, but I flew back. And then just a couple days later, I met with another friend in LA, in Pasadena. And we went to this festival, which I got tickets for in February. Like, had I known all this was going to happen so fast after one another, I probably wouldn't have gotten the ticket just because I've been so overwhelmed with everything. But I'm glad I went. Like, it was great to see her. And now she's pregnant, which is awesome, you know, for her. I mean, you know, I'm happy for her. But it was just nice to see her and spend this time together. And the festival, it was called Just Like Heaven. So all these bands that were big, like 15 years ago, like there was Death Cab for Cutie, there was Washed Out, Mike Smith, Fantagram, Gossip. Like, a lot of them I didn't know by name, but then when I heard the songs, I'm like, oh yeah, like I do know them. Oh, and also Phoenix was there. Like, everyone just put on this awesome show. And there were just so many good vibes. Like, a lot of these fans, a lot of the fans actually brought their kids, you know, because like 15 years ago, they didn't have kids. So I saw a lot of kids there with like earphones around, you know, because it was pretty loud. And it was just like a cool vibe scenario. Everyone was just hanging out and having fun together, which sometimes you go to concerts and there's always like some annoying people trying to push in front of you or jump around and be annoying. Like, this was, everyone was just being happy. It's very rare, actually, that I go to concerts and feel that. Like, people aren't aggressive, you know, because there's always like a few people that mess things up. But here it was like very positive. And I drove back to San Diego the same night, which is, it's like a 2-hour drive. But I didn't want to deal with traffic the next day. So I got back at 1 a.m. And then I'm still applying for some jobs. And I've been thinking, okay, if I did work in a hotel, I would work not as a pastry chef, but as an hourly. Like, either way, I have to make some money, right? So here, they don't pay very much, which is frustrating because, you know, I was making a lot more. But at least something is better than nothing. So if I work part-time, then I can still focus on something else. And then I saw this Bon Appetit posting. And it seems to be that they have their own cafeteria, like their own kitchen on site for employees. So I applied for that because I thought, oh, like, that could be good. You know, it's Monday through Friday. They don't have work on the weekends, which for my situation now is positive. And they pay a higher amount hourly, which is also positive. So I send my resume. Haven't heard anything yet, but I do have a meeting today with a San Diego voiceover agency. You know, so every day there's just something. Like, I'm just trying to figure it out and see what's going on. It is a bit scary. It is a bit scary because, like, doesn't matter what day goes by, there's some amount of money being spent. You know, even if I cook at home, even if things are minimal, but you need money to live, even if it's for gas or whatnot, you know? But when I was making money, I'm like, oh yeah, let me just get a ticket for that. Let me just do this. And I was also by myself, you know? So the way I thought was very different. Like, I feel like I have to really adjust to thinking with this other person, you know, and communicating. That's the biggest thing, is this communication. Because even when I was in a relationship, it was long distance, you know? So I was still doing my own stuff, really. It wasn't like we were together because he was in a different country. Everything has changed drastically, and I'm okay with that. Like, I'm happy. I'm just adjusting, you know, and it takes time to move to another city. And I mean, here I moved relatively quickly. You know, I had a full-time job and I moved here and I thought, oh, you know, I'll figure it out. But it's not that easy. You know, that's why when I moved from New York to Aspen, it took about 3 to 4 months just to make sure, like, that I found something, because I had to have a job. It was just me. And it's not like I wanted to move to Aspen. I moved there because of the job. I moved to San Diego because of my husband, you know, to be with this person. And also because I wanted to move to California, you know, but I didn't have anything. I am working part-time at a culinary school and teaching at a college level, baking, which is a lot of fun. You know, I'm noticing, oh, like I really like it. The students are responding well. I find it a lot more fun than being in a hotel, you know, because you talk about the science. You talk about, why am I using bread flour over AP for a cannoli dough, let's say. You know, the cannoli dough is very thin, even though it puffs up a lot when you deep fry it. But the bread dough has a lot more gluten, so you can get it nice and thin. You can't get the AP dough or the pastry flour as thin. It tends to break more, you know, so that's why you use bread flour. So here I am talking about the ingredients. Like, it's important to look at the actual ingredients and ask, why is this being used? If you know the reason for why these ingredients are being used in this recipe, then that's how you know how to alter it or create your own recipes. So it's important to know the function of each ingredient, you know, like baking powder, baking soda. Before I started in culinary school, and when I was just baking for fun, I just saw baking powder, baking soda. I'm like, oh, well, it has to be in here. But I didn't know why. You know, it's just something that had to be in a baking recipe. But when you know the reason for everything, it changes your thinking. It allows you to be more creative when you create your own recipes, or even recipes that you find online. They're not perfect, so it's nice to be able to change them and know what everything does. It's like when you see a cake batter recipe, I always add oil and butter. Butter for the flavor, but oil because it gives more moisture. You know, it does take longer to bake, but overall you have a lot lighter product using oil and more moist. You know, this is for like chocolate cake, like devil's food cake or a vanilla cake. I'm doing more of that now because I'm teaching again. And the last time I taught, I mean, basically you teach all the time as a manager. I mean, at the hotel, I was constantly having to teach because the changeover was so constant that I'm constantly having to explain how to make a certain recipe. You know, when a worker is there longer and they know everything, you can just say, okay, make this, make that. And you don't have to worry about it. But initially, you're always having to show something or explain something. So yes, it's not like I was at a culinary school, but I was still teaching. And that's just what you do. That's just the life of pastry. But when I was officially teaching, it was like 2018, 2019. And it was right before I left for Switzerland. And I feel like so much has happened since then, like crazy. So today I got my fake nails taken off. I've never ever had fake nails, like those acrylic nails. I've never had them, but after I moved and just unpacking and dealing with all these boxes, my nails looked horrible and they were splitting in the middle. I was taking vitamins, but I guess I was being too rough with them. Nothing worked. So since I was getting married, I thought, okay, I have to do something that looks good. So I got acrylic nails for the first time ever. I looked on Google and this place sounded really good. It was close to me. So I went like 2 days before we flew to Las Vegas. They put on the fake nails and I'd never seen it done before. You know, I just know that whenever anybody gets fake nails, they love to play with their nails against any type of surface. And it always annoyed me. Like, inside my head, I'd always be like, oh my God, okay, stop playing. And now I'm getting fake nails too. I thought it would be a lot easier than it ended up being. What they do is, for those of you who've never gotten them, like me, they put on the nails on your actual nail part, like the white part. And then the rest of the nail, they fill in. It's like this acrylic, looks like paint. I thought the whole nail was fake. Like, they just put fake on the whole nail. But no, they paint in with this special paint. And it took this lady a long time. And they did a great job, like super precise. And as they're painting it, I'm watching this YouTube. I don't know what it's called. It's like an everyday life YouTube in other places. Like, they have this farm with this couple, and they're constantly baking things all day, and they're making things using milk from the cows that they have, using meat from the animals they've slaughtered. You know, I was there for 2 hours just for my nails. I don't know why it took 2 hours, but it did. And this whole time I was watching these YouTube channels. So one television had this farmer's couple, and then they ate everything that they made, and I was getting like kind of hungry. And the other TV was this YouTube set in Vietnam where this woman was making meals, and not in a regular home. Like, she lived on a farm and she was cutting the vegetables she was using and then going to this. It wasn't even a stove. It was like some camping stove. Like, it was tiny, and she was bending down, sitting in front of it outside, but she was making these amazing things, and I just kept watching it. So for 2 hours, I was watching these everyday things happening, you know, in different countries and different parts, and I was so fascinated by it. You know, here I am talking, and I'm not saying, oh, what I have to say is super fascinating, but everyday things are interesting, you know, because sometimes you think in another part of the world, it's just the same. I mean, when it comes down to basic things, it is the same. I mean, we all eat, we all sleep, we all have families and just want everybody to be happy, right? Like, number one. But then when it comes down to the details, you know, like the things they grow in different parts of the world at home. I mean, they grow tropical things. They've got coconut trees. They've got their own lemongrass, like all these tropical things that, you know, I don't grow here. But they grow them all on their property, and pineapple, and it's like a fruit that smells bad. I can't think of the name, but it tastes good. It just doesn't smell great. Jackfruit. There it is, jackfruit. I'm actually growing my own jackfruit. I got some at H Mart, which is an Asian market, and I thought it tasted so good. As I was taking it apart, there were a lot of seeds. And I thought, let me just plant some. So I planted 6, and 3 of them are now growing. And apparently they're going to be huge trees. So I'll see how far they get. She was making all this stuff with all these amazing ingredients that were grown on her property. And I was just watching this as she was doing my nails. And these nails took extreme precision. I thought, okay, let me just be patient and let them just do their thing. So initially, when they put the nail part on your nail, the fake part, I mean, it's all fake, but the actual nail part, you know, it's super, super long, and then they trim it. But they didn't trim it that much. So I've never had long nails ever. Like, not like this. This was long, long. And at first I said, okay, a little bit shorter, like, that's too crazy, you know? And then she didn't go that much shorter. And I said, okay, I mean, maybe I'll try this. Maybe this won't look bad for the wedding. And she did an awesome job. It looked beautiful. Took forever to actually do. Like, when I left the store, that's when I noticed, oh, I really can't do anything with these nails. Like, I was looking for my car keys in my bag, and I couldn't grab them like I normally do. Everything had to be grabbed differently, which I didn't really think about before. And it was so frustrating for me because, Like putting my earrings on was impossible. I could not for the life of me put the backing on the earring. I had to ask Rodolfo to do it. I couldn't grab money, like anything small I couldn't grab. I couldn't open my makeup box, you know, which usually I just use like the edge of my nail. I couldn't do that. I had to start using my tweezers. It became so frustrating to me that as soon as we came back from Las Vegas, that's when I'm like, I have to get these shortened. It was like $90 to get these acrylic nails. And she painted it and she put designs on it and she did this French manicure look. It was very beautiful. And they last for like 2 to 3 weeks, you know, because then the nail continues to grow and it doesn't look as good. So I went back and I said, can you please just get them shortened? Because I can't do anything. And also I'm teaching a culinary class, so I can't go to class with these long nails. So she shortened it, but she seemed very unhappy to shorten it because she said they look so beautiful. I'm like, yes, they look great, but I can't do anything with these. And I'm not trying to get too personal here, but I literally couldn't do anything. Like, it was hard even going to the bathroom. It was hard doing any single thing with these long nails. And I honestly don't know how women do it. But you have to start doing everything, like touching everything differently. And I started becoming one of those women that sometimes I make fun of, you know, because they have these long nails. And I was becoming one of these. And I'm like, no, I have to get them shorter. So she shortened them for me. And she's like, is that good? I said, no, shorter. You know, they were that long that it took forever to shorten them. And she used like one of those drill bit machines to shorten them. So it took a while, but I was so happy when they were shorter. Today, I went in and I asked to have them taken off. Like, it's been 3 weeks, like 2.5 around there. And that was a process in itself. I didn't even know it was that hard to take them off. Like, I thought, oh, okay, you just like soak them a little bit in whatever, you know, chemical, and then you can peel it off. No, you cannot do that. So the whole nail doesn't just come off as one. So with this Dremel machine, she had to use that to take off this paint that was put on. And it was like a special acrylic paint to keep the nail on. I don't even know. I don't know all the all these names. So she had to kind of drill it off. And I thought you could just take it off. No, you can't. Like, the whole thing was very in-depth. And I had no idea it was so much work. It took about 40 minutes to take everything off. And then I asked to put gel color on my actual nails. And I'm so happy to have my actual nails back. And they look great because the fake nail protected them, so they got to grow underneath. And they look beautiful. Like, my nails did not look this nice before because of moving and everything. So she colored them, put this gel color on, and I'm super happy with it. And at the same time, someone was doing my nails. Another lady was doing my feet because I also asked for a pedicure. Because the other day, Rodolfo looked at my feet and he looked at them a little too closely. You know, like, I hadn't really taken care of my feet. They weren't looking great. And then I had old nail polish on, but the toenail started growing and the space between wasn't looking so pretty anymore. So I was a little bit embarrassed, so I said, don't look too closely, you know? So I thought, okay, why don't I get a pedicure as well? One lady was like massaging my legs and kind of sanding down my feet, and another was doing my nails. And it was very convenient because they were doing it at the same time. But I don't really ever do this. Like, I don't really, I pamper myself, but in other ways, like, I'll go to a bakery and eat desserts. Is that pampering? I don't know. It's just like filling a void. Or I love to go to massages. Like, that's my pampering. But I felt very kind of out of place being pampered on my nails and my feet at the same time. I felt like some Greek god kind of, you know, thinking of these movies like Gladiator or something where the king and queen are being fed grapes and they're just sitting there like they're not doing anything. And I felt weird to be the person just sitting there, because normally, even at work, I'm always the person that pampers the other people, you know, like at least with pastries. So I felt very self-conscious to be the one that's being taken care of in that way. And I don't know, I just kept looking at myself from the outside, like kind of watching this happening. It was very odd to me. But a couple weeks later, I had my gel nails taken off because I started working, and I thought, I can't start working with bits of nail polish on there. So I had everything taken off, but that wasn't as easy as I thought either. They had to peel it off. It wasn't just a peel. They had to almost shave it off. And with every kind of shave that they do, my nails got thinner. So now they look crappy again. Like, they look worse almost than before. Super short, and they keep breaking because they're thinner than they were before. So this whole circle of nails, I don't know, it was frustrating because now they don't look pretty again, and just worse because they were drilled on, shaved on. So today something kind of exciting happened. I don't know the outcome yet. All I know is I auditioned for 2 voiceover parts. So yesterday, and I've been trying to plan this for a few weeks, I was signed by a voiceover agency in San Diego, and they signed me very quickly. So I was suspicious. I'm like, is this a real agency or is it just someone like in their garage? You know, I mean, the name is legit and everything looks great. Like, their website looks great, but I guess, like, I was signed right away, and it's a new agency, and I was just like, you know, is this a real deal? I always expect sometimes things to just be more difficult, because that's how it has been. So when they signed me right away, I'm like, okay, cool, like, this is good for San Diego, but maybe I can get another agency in LA. That hasn't happened yet, and because they signed me so quickly, and they never really sent me auditions, I thought, okay, well, I don't know what's going on. You know, is anything happening? So I reached out saying, I'd like to meet you. I'd like to come by and just say hi. Because I feel like if they get to know me better, that's only positive for me and them. You know, if I say what I'm good at, what I can do, then they know me more and they can send me more auditions. So I finally got a meeting. I went by there yesterday. We talked for like an hour. They showed me the whole building. It's linked together with this other agency. And it's a beautiful building, very modern. And they were super happy to see me. It was so nice. And I felt really positive. And I said, if there's anything you need me to do, you know, like another demo or just another like accent, just to show that I can do multiple things. And they're like, no, like, we'll just send you these other things, you know. And I said, I can do British, I can do German, I can do fluent German and accents. And they said, you know, like, we didn't even realize. And they said, the best thing I could have done is come by there. Which was like, oh my God, that's awesome. Like, I'm doing something great, you know, for them to get to know me more. And then I left, and today I got 2 auditions, like 2 sides that I had to record as a voiceover. And I did, and one of them said French Canadian, like I'm thinking like a French accent, you know. So I went home and I started listening to like dialects, French dialects, to get it right, but I thought it was in English. I look at the side, it's in actual French, and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, so I just did a little bit of research and looked up everything and practiced, and like, I think it sounded pretty good. And then I did another one in English. It was just some like radio spot for like a formula, an infant formula. So I did that. You know, I just finished them and sent them, so I don't know if I got it, but if I did, that would be amazing. You know, so I'm trying to put good vibes into that. But I'm just excited that, okay, me having gone by there did something and was positive, and then today they're sending me things. I'm excited by that. You know, obviously that just increases my chances for anything. Like, literally. And then just me looking for hourly things. Things sound promising and people call me or they email me saying, when can we call you? And then I never hear from them. So I feel like that's maybe kind of a dead end. I don't know. But honestly, if I can get voiceover work, then that's what I much prefer, obviously. But yeah, I was so excited by that. And I thought, oh my God, if this is going my way, I mean, how amazing is that? And I need to stop thinking that things have to be difficult. Just because that's been my experience doesn't mean this has to be my pattern for the rest of my life. And then today, Rodolfo and I bought a van for his work because he needs a van. He has a van, but it's very old. So we got this new van. I mean, it's used, but it's for work. I feel like we're just supporting each other, you know? And he even said to me, since I said that I got good feedback by going by the agency, he even said, you know, he'll help me go by agencies in LA. Like, we can drive up there and spend like an extra day there just to meet these agencies. You know, so he's like helping support me. And I think that's huge, you know? So we're just like supporting each other, because however we can support each other, it's going to make life better for both of us, right? Like, if I'm happy doing what I love to do and he has the right tools he needs for his job and I'm helping him get that, I mean, it's just like positive all around. And I just think that's awesome. It's just betterment for our lives. And within that, when we have everything we need, we're just happy, right? Like, that's the goal. And then to celebrate the van, we went out for a poke. We drove out in the new van and got a poke bowl, which was delicious. I miss my mom today. I mean, I miss her in different ways, kind of every day. And some days I feel like, oh, I'm doing really well with my passions, what I love to do. Like, I feel like I'm focused. But then lately, I'm not sure in which avenue to go. Like, am I doing the right thing? I don't know, because nothing's really latching on. Like, I'm trying so many things. And I know that everything takes time, you know? And that's one thing that is scaring me, because am I going the right path? For example, like, yesterday was Father's Day, tomorrow's my birthday, and when I recorded this whole thing, you know, some days positive things happen, some days I don't know, like, my mood just goes kind of back and forth, because it is hard to move, you know, especially when there is no job, there is no something set. Everything's up in the air. And that's what freaks me out the most. I'm trying all these different things. I'm trying to be open, and maybe I'm trying too much. Sometimes if you try too much, like, you shouldn't have to force something, you know, and maybe that's not the right thing if you have to force it. Like, let it develop, let it go at its own time. And sure, that's right. But at the same time, that's so hard. That's so hard because life is still happening. Reality is happening. Bills have to be paid. I mean, that's the truth of it. And this is the first time in my life that everything I feel like has been so up in the air. Having a job grounds you in a way because it's a day-to-day. It's something normal. So this is what's happening right now. You know, like, this is probably a month later than the beginning of the podcast that you're listening to. Sure, the next episodes will all go into detail. So I didn't get these auditions. I didn't hear back. I did get another couple auditions So that's just a normal acting thing now. You know, I'll just keep auditioning, I guess. I was like, oh, I got auditions. I hope I book this. That would be awesome. You know, like, but that's not the normal audition thing. And I know I said, let me try and stay away from things being difficult. Like, right? Like, that's what I'm used to. Is that how it's supposed to continue? I mean, I hope not. And I do put positive thoughts there, you know, but that's not going to bring me these jobs, right? Just positive thoughts. Sure, meditation, thinking positively, like these are all things, you know, that I can do. But then if nothing manifests, you know, is that a sign that I should be doing something else? You know, like I feel like right now I have so many questions. I just really need my mom to be like, it's going to be okay. As much as I would roll my eyes sometimes when she'd say certain things, she could also just really say the right thing and make me feel okay. Everything's going to be okay. And I just really want to feel that. I do. There's nothing life-threatening. There's nothing, like, dangerous or, you know, like, life is fine. My apartment's fine. My husband is fine. I'm fine. You know, it's just like emotionally, I just feel up and down. And I'm trying to get settled, you know, and that's really just stressing me out. So like I canceled the community class. There's this community school that I'm supposed to be teaching, but it's an hour away. It's only for 2 hours. And then I have to drive back an hour. And I realized it was too much when I actually drove out there. I had to do this live scan, which I don't know if you've heard of that, but basically you put in your fingerprints and that's how you clock in, you know? So I had to pay for that service. It was $75. It was paid back to me, but then I canceled it because I realized this is not something, it's just not worth it to drive there an hour, drive back an hour, and do this for 2 hours once a week. You know, and I thought, okay, I'll do this once a week. I'll do something else once a week. But it's just, I don't want that. I just want like one or two things. So I canceled that and the lady got mad at me. I understand, you know, but it's not something that I knew before. Like when I signed up for this thing, she's like, it's starting in 6 weeks. I'm like, what? You know, everyone's got their time frames and their schedules, but I'm just trying to get something and work. So I canceled that. And then she's like, the right thing to do is pay back the $75. So I'm like, okay, I paid it back. Fine. And then I've been applying for just an hourly position. It's actually been harder to find that than a full-time. So if I wanted to apply to be a chef, apparently that would have been easier than getting this hourly position. So I got an hourly position, but then I find out the hotel is union. I've never worked at a union hotel, and I was speaking to some of the other employees and they say there are good benefits, you know, so it's cheaper than your typical insurance and stuff like that. You do pay a monthly fee to have this union, and I think it's like $60, but you get perks, which I don't know about yet. I have orientation next week. Like, I just started this job. And then apparently it's not the busy time, which means that if the hotel is not busy and I'm the last to be hired on the team, I'm the last to get shifts. The people who have been there the longest get priority, which makes sense. You know, if I had been there the longest and I'm about to get shafted, yeah, I'd be pissed. You know, so I understand. But again, it's something that I thought would be more regular. Come to find out, okay, when there's slow periods, I only get like 2 shifts a week. So that's not what I thought would be. You know, I'm not booking these voiceover auditions. And then the teaching thing, you know, I'm doing that a day a week, but it's not a lot of money. You know, I'm not getting what I should be getting. And I understand, you know, the owner, he doesn't have a lot of money. He's trying to enroll more students. And the more students that enroll, the more money I guess I can get. But again, that's another thing that's hard to wait for. The good thing about the teaching position is that I can use it as a kitchen for my farmer's market. And then really that's the only thing I have is the goal for that, because nothing else seems to be really steady. And I know I've started everything, and I know that at some point, hopefully everything will come together, but it really doesn't look like that right now. And that's what's stressing me out. I'm overwhelmed because I have all these things, but they're not really happening. Nothing's really taking off. Okay, sure, I've only worked at my job for 2 days, but you know what I mean? Like, on day two, they tell you, oh, by the way, next week, it's super slow. You're only going to get like 2 shifts. And I'm like, what? You know? And it's so weird working at this job because I'm not a chef. You know, now I'm the one who follows lists. I was the one making lists for my assistants. And now I'm one of those assistants. You know, now I hear the gossip of the other employees, and it's weird to be on that side, you know? So I'm trying to like be friends with the rest of the team and just do my work and follow the ingredients and follow the recipes, which is also weird for me because I have so many recipes, but I'm just following what's in front of me. Like, the nice thing about it is I don't have to think, you know, I'm just doing what is told and that's it. It's been so long since I had to do that, you know? At the same time, it's kind of nice because I just go in there, I work my hours, I get my break, and I leave. And it's right on the ocean. So just the walk from the car to work, you know, I smell the ocean, I hear the waves, and that's really nice. But I just wish that something would kind of work out, you know? And it seems to me that everything's pointing towards me just working toward my own thing, you know, in the farmer's market. And that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm getting all my licenses. I'm figuring it all out. I've started getting equipment. And now I've almost spent too much. I can't turn back. Like, this is what's happening now. Like, I have to do my farmer's market and that's it. You know, and yesterday was Father's Day. Tomorrow's my birthday. I spoke to my dad. I called him and, you know, and it was a nice conversation, and he was trying to make me feel better and just say, just keep going. Everything will turn out. He's like, you'll know because it'll feel right. And honestly, right now, I don't know really what I'm feeling. I just feel that I need money. I need something to work out. And everything's kind of up in the air in all directions. I'm just trying to go day by day. Like today, I'm off. So I thought, okay, tomorrow's my birthday. I have to teach tomorrow. Let me just go to the beach today. I feel like being outside, that's going to make me feel better. Yesterday, I thought I would go kayaking. And I go to blow up my kayak because it's inflatable. Next thing I know, I hear the release of air. And there was a hole in it. And I'm like, ah, fuck. So I couldn't do that. And I walked around instead. You know, Rodolfo wanted to, he worked and he wanted to just hang out and watch a football game. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go. Because for me, it's important to be outside to feel like more calm. But then even the kayaking didn't work. It was probably better because it was very windy. I don't need to float off somewhere and struggle. But my brain is sometimes so headstrong that I'm like, okay, I'm gonna kayak no matter what. And that's sometimes how I feel. I bulldoze through everything, you know, because like rain or shine, I'm gonna do this. You know, that's like my mind. I'm like some warrior or something. Why? Why do I need to have that approach? It's positive in some situations, but you know what? I'm doing everything I can. I'm trying all avenues. So I've put everything out there. Yesterday, I went to another farmer's market. I gave some samples, you know, and I spoke to the manager. They looked beautiful. I gave some pretzel bread samples. I gave my 2 glazed Kruller, which are Spritzkringe in German, And then I created these two other donuts. They're churro-like, but they're spekulas donuts. And basically they have the spices. You know, when you fly on Delta Airlines or any airline, really, they give you these spiced cookies, the Biscoff cookies. Basically, I just used spices. And in Germany, they're called Spekulatius cookies, which probably nobody can say again. But I used the spices in that and dusted them and put them in the dough of these donuts. And they're really good. They're really delicious. So, you know, I'm just trying everything I can, but it's not knowing what's going to take off. It's not knowing how everything's going to come together, if it's going to come together. Like, I'm spending this money, nothing's coming in, and that's the scary part. That's the scary part of trying your own thing. And that's why I guess I've never done it, because I didn't want to feel this way. But I'm just like avoiding it. And does that make it better? No. Like, I just have to stick with it. You know, I'm good at sticking with things, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going through certain things emotionally. And that's been hard. It's like everything kind of feels like a dead end, but everything you start takes time, right? Like, even with this job, I knew they know my past experience, but they still need to see me work. They still need to see that I can follow recipes. I can do all these things well. Like, they don't know me. You know, seeing someone's resume is different than actually watching them work. And it takes time to see all that. It takes time to trust someone. It takes time to move things forward. You know, you can only do so much every day. And that's the truth. Like, I know this. At the same time, I'm so impatient and I just think, why can't it take off? Meanwhile, I've only been living here like 2 months now. But in my head, I was like, oh yeah, like, I'll set everything up. And in a month, I'll have everything going. I don't know why my head is so unrealistic. Is that a Gemini thing? Like, I think so. You know, so tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to be 45. I don't know if I could say, oh yeah, like, I'm doing great. Like, it's just the roller coaster, right? Like, everyone does their thing. Everyone lives their lives. And you just keep trying, right? You try to live with what you're passionate about. I mean, I could just get some regular job and just do that the rest of my life, but I choose not to. And the fact that I'm able to have this choice, I mean, that's amazing. Depending where you live, depending on your situation, I mean, I've never had this opportunity before to do my own thing. And that's what I've wanted to do. And now I'm doing that. And it's fucking hard. But I can't let that stop me. You still move forward. You still do your thing. But sometimes you just need that. It's going to be okay. You know, sometimes you just need someone to say that. So I think tomorrow I'm going to teach. Oh, and then the instructor, he offered me a full-time position, which is great, but he doesn't pay enough. Like, the hotel pays more hourly than the instructor does, and I can't afford that. You know, I also need to do my things. And he offered me that on my first day of work at the hotel. So I'm like, why are you doing this on the first day? So timing has been so weird with everything. And that's why I guess I just feel like, what do I do? What is the right thing to do? And you just have to follow your instinct. This is the time to do that, when nothing else. And I feel instinctually doing my own thing is the way to go, you know? And I feel like that's the hardest option, maybe. So I just have to stick with it and keep going. So tomorrow I'm going to work. After that, I'm going to make myself a slice of cake at this place called Extraordinary Desserts. I went there once before when I visited San Diego, and there's just all these different cake options. So I want to do that. And then I think Rodolfo and I are going to go see a movie and have some sushi, which is always a perfect option. Happy birthday to me. So to all you entrepreneurs and trying out new things, stick with it. I'm going to try and stick with it, and hopefully I have something positive to report, but it is definitely not an easy thing in my mind. You know how my day started out, and it ended completely different in the best way, and I'll tell you why. I went to the beach. I was just in such a weird mood, and I thought, okay, let me go to Body Pump, because exercise always helps me when I'm not feeling so great. So I went to Body Pump. That was a good release. And then I went to Target, and I found these cute pink shorts, and I thought, okay, I guess I'll get them. And I found this $5 donut pillow. Of course, I had to get it, right? And then I went to the beach. I went to Coronado Beach. I went there, I guess, like 12 years ago, 14 years ago. And I just went by myself. I got my beach chair, my cooler filled with my coconut water and water. I got a bodyboard. And at first, I just fell asleep. Like, I had this umbrella, and I just laid there, and I fell asleep to the waves, and that was just perfect. And it got super windy, so I woke up, and I was cold, and I'm thinking, oh my god, no way am I gonna go in the water. Like, it's way too cold. But that's usually what happens when I wake up. I'm, like, a little bit grumpy, you know, and if you sleep anywhere, I guess mainly the bed, but let's say you don't cover yourself and you wake up, you're cold, right? So that's how I was, and it was kind of windy. So then I thought, okay, let me just, like, people watch, let me just lay here. And there was a cutest, like, maybe three-year-old girl, and she was so happy. She was covered in sand, and she was running in circles. And it just made me laugh. It was just funny to see. And it made me happy. And I thought, I can't go to the beach and not go in the water. I even brought my board. And this is a brand new board that I got a few weeks ago, thinking, oh my god, yes, I'm gonna use this all the time. So I thought, okay, let me go to the water. I take off my clothes. I got my swim stuff underneath. I take my board. And I just go into the water, you know, and that's how I felt. I just felt determined to do that. And I couldn't feel the water. Like, it wasn't too cold or anything. I mean, it was cold, but when I'm determined, that's what's going to happen, you know? And that's how I felt with going into the water. I catch my first big wave, and it just made me smile so much. And I thought, yes, like, this is what I needed. This was such a good idea. And I couldn't stop. I was in the water for about, like, the next 40 minutes, just going on every other wave, and it made me so happy. I was there on this board with these other, like, 12, 14-year-olds on their board, you know? Meanwhile, I'm, like, a lot older. But whatever, I just felt so happy and not heavy. This morning, I just felt, like, all these thoughts and this burden, and I just felt heavy. And in the water, I was just this other person, and it made me feel so good. So there's my answer. Just go outside, go on a hike, go to the water, and just be outside. Like, for me, that helps me so much, and it was amazing. I'm so happy that I could end the day like this. I just feel relieved that nothing is that serious. I mean, there are serious things in life, but for me, right now, it's okay. You know, I'm just gonna breathe. I'm just gonna breathe through it and focus on what I'm passionate about. In the end, that's all you have. That's all you have left. There's all these stresses that go on around us, the day-to-day, what have you. And all you can do is just focus on what you're passionate about. That's it. If you focus on that, everything will fall into place. See, this is what the beach does for me. This is what it does. And I just feel so good. I took a shower. I'm wearing my pink shorts. So, yes. Thank you for listening to Kat the Baker. I'm Chef KB. Until next time.